A landmark immigration bill passed a crucial test in the US Senate yesterday that could pave the way for thousands of illegal Irish immigrants there to eventually become US citizens. The US Senate voted to advance the immigration bill for floor debate. Our reporter Petula Martin spoke to David Nakamura, the White House correspondent with the Washington Post, and began by asking him what's in this bill.
The bill has a number of important components, and I think probably the biggest feature in the bill is that it would eventually give a path to legal status for about 11 million undocumented immigrants who are here in the country illegally. And that's obviously been a long-time goal of immigration advocates who worry that these folks are here illegally, so they're kept in the shadows, they don't pay taxes, they're being hired perhaps by employers improperly, and they're living sort of secret lives. And so that's the most important path. It would take 10 years to gain full legal status and green cards, and then another 3 years, 13 years total, for a path to citizenship. And to sort of appease other folks on the other side of the debate who are concerned about that, the bill also features a heavy investment in additional border security along the U.S.-Mexico border, about $7 billion in over a decade to increase fencing and drones, flying unmanned drones along the border to catch people coming over, more customs agents. That's the other big piece. And finally, the third big component is new work visa programs to add a number of high-tech workers who come from other countries, and then also low-skilled immigrants who are here for sort of lower-skilled jobs that employers say Americans don't want to do. So those are the three main components. Each is controversial for their own reasons, and each faces a difficult path through amendment process to come.
Now, Republicans have begun to mount a forceful opposition to the legislation. Why? Is it not in their interest to win over the Latino vote in particular?
It is, and I think a number of Republican leaders, especially among the establishment in the House, in the Senate, think that this is very important. President Obama won more than 70% of the Latino and Asian vote. Largely, he appealed to these communities on a number of reasons, but immigration, fixing the immigration system, getting a path to citizenship for these undocumented immigrants was a big reason that these folks supported President Obama. And Republicans recognize that, and with the growing number of these immigrant groups here in the country among Latinos and Asians, I think Republicans are saying, look, if we want to ever win the White House back, it's going to be important to tap into this community. They're upset about the broken immigration system. We got to do something. So Republican leaders understand that the problem is the Republican Party is very splintered. There's sort of an ideological war going on inside the party of how hard to sort of hold a hard line against these illegal immigrants. A number of Republicans and their supporters out there in the country say, hey, these people are here illegally. Why should they have a chance to become legal residents when other people around the world are waiting to come legally? There's a big backlog. Why don't we try to address that? This bill tries to do both. But the Republican Party is very split. And so the very conservative Republicans are saying, we're not going to vote for a bill that allows this path to citizenship unless we're certain that there's new border security. And they want to add even more measures of border security. This alarms immigration advocates who say this is just a ruse to prevent and delay these illegal immigrants from having a chance of citizenship. And so that's what they're concerned about. And that's what you're going to hear over the next month or two, as both the Senate and the House will be debating their own bills.
In a speech earlier, President Obama mentioned Ellis Island. Now, thousands upon thousands of Irish people entered the United States through Ellis Island. Do Irish immigrants hold any sway in this debate?
Yes, I'd say that, everybody holds some sway, I think. And I think that the truth is, this is a issue really being driven probably by Latino community. And I think that they're the ones who make up most of the illegal immigrants, and they're the ones who have the biggest voice in this. So I'd say that that's probably really where this is going. I think the politics behind it is driven by the fact that Latino groups growing so quickly in the country, and they're very concerned about this.
That was David Nakamura, White House correspondent with the Washington Post, speaking to Petula Martin.